We tend to imagine that the powerful are protected, that a Secretary of State of all people moves through the world wrapped in security no ordinary person could touch. And then you learn that someone, using nothing more than a computer and recordings anyone can find, made his voice say things he never said, and used it to knock on the private doors of foreign ministers. Sit with the strangeness of that. The whole architecture of trust between governments, the quiet calls, the personal messages, the sense that when a familiar voice reaches out, it is really them, rests still on recognition. On the deeply human assumption that a voice is a person, and that assumption, at the very top of world affairs, has just been shown to be as forgeable as anyone else's. This is the thing about the machines learning to wear our voices. It does not stop at the vulnerable. It reaches the mighty, and in some ways they are more exposed, because more people are eager to answer when authority calls. Borrowed power opens doors that earned power cannot, and in a world where any authority can be counterfeited, the trust that lets nations speak to one another in confidence starts to feel very thin. But here, too, there is a human answer, and it is almost reassuringly ordinary. The officials were warned. Most, it seems, did not fall for it. Because the defense against a faked voice is not a better ear, it is a simple, unglamorous habit that even foreign ministries must relearn. Do not trust the voice, verify the source. Call back on a line you know. Confirm through the institution, not the app. It is the same discipline a careful grandmother uses against a scam call scaled up to statecraft. And maybe that is the quiet lesson of this whole era. As machines become able to impersonate anyone from the lonely to the powerful, the thing that protects us is not cleverness or rank. It is the willingness to pause and check before we believe, a small act of doubt that no one is too important to practice. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.